Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You realized a long time ago that you're not ordinary. You weren't born to be mediocre. You were born to chase greatness.
Every human being was sent here on this planet with a purpose. What is your purpose? Have you searched out yourself?
You were born to be what they thought you couldn't be. You were born to do what they thought you couldn't do. You were born to make the impossible possible.
You have two choices in this life. You can choose to win, or you can choose to live with the sting of regret and failure. But whatever you choose, you have to live with it.
You should compete with yourself on a day-to-day basis. Yourself should be your number one competitor.
Keep going. When you're tired, keep going. When you don't see things getting better, keep going.
Don't blame anyone for things that don't work out the way you plan to. Don't blame anyone but yourself.
It's time for you to stop talking about it and be about it. It's time for you to do what you said you were gonna do. You were put here to leave a mark on this world. You were put here to blaze a trail and leave a long-lasting legacy. And now it's time for you to start acting like it.
You have to be willing to die for what you want, because what you want will not come overnight. Your life is yours to create. So roll up your sleeves, step out of your comfort zone, and make it happen.
You're gonna give everything, or you're gonna give nothing at all. You're gonna give everything, or you're gonna die trying. Success happens by acts of grind. Success happens by acts of doing more. Success happens by acts of giving everything you get. What is your reason? What is your purpose? What puts that battery in your back and energizes you to get up and get after it? Someday I'll do this. Someday I'll do that. Don't you get it? Your lack of taking action has actually led you to be a master. Because at this very moment in your life, you are a master of procrastination. Don't you realize procrastination is success assassination?
Understand that it's all up to you. Whether your life is great, whether your life is mediocre, or whether your life is worth living again. You must be prepared for the dark days. See, a seed must go into a dark place for it to grow, for it to take root, and for it to become a plant.
This is a great day to win.
This is for those who've been at the lowest point in their lives. The lowest of the low. This is for you. This is for those who have hit rock bottom. I'm here to tell you, there's a purpose for rock bottom. See, there's a thing that's called a foundation when you build a house. See, any house built in a structure is built on a foundation. For things that are built on a fragile foundation, the smallest wind blows it down. But you built on a foundation of rock. That's that same rock bottom that you cried about. When you built your foundation on the rock bottom that you hit when you were in the lowest point of your life, that's when you have a foundation that can withstand the test of time, that can withstand the darts of the enemy, that can withstand the talk of the naysayers, that can withstand the darts of the haters. So understand that rock bottom has its purpose. See, when you fall, and you hit that rock, don't stay there, don't lay there, build there, build on top of that rock, because that's your foundation. See, a good foundation can outlive you. See, I came from a dark place myself. And when I was going through that darkness, not only was I scared, but I didn't recognize that darkness has its place in your life too. See, it takes a dark place with a little moisture and something that we call dirt for any seed to grow. See, that seed has to go away in that darkness, has to be put away in a dark, moist place for it to take root and become everything it was created to be. That small seed could become a huge tree. That small seed, it could become a vine that can feed the lives of thousands of people throughout his lifetime. See, you got to go into a dark place at some point in your life. The darkness has purpose. The darkness has a purpose. And instead of running from the darkness, embrace it. Take that time in the darkness. See, even the Creator did some things in the dark. He created this place we stay in the dark. The great things that shine in the light start in the dark. So I'm telling you, don't run from the darkness, kings and queens. Don't run from the darkness. Run to it, through it, sit in it for the time that's allotted for you. Believe that everything you're going through, went through, and are going to deal with is structured for the betterment of yourself and those around you. Believe it. Aim higher, look higher, grow higher. Stand up for what's right. You've been hurt most of your life. You've been counted out most of your life. You've been talked about most of your life. Take the words and grow from them. Do it. Be better. Be you. Stand up for what's right. Do not stop. Do not quit. When you find yourself on your back, when you find life hits you right in the mouth, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? When life hit, are you gonna hit back? Or you gonna just take it however you get it? When life hits, it hits for a reason. Life hits so it can see how you gonna bounce back. But too many people, they don't know how to bounce back. They don't know how to fight back. Because they don't know that the greatest gift they have is on the inside of them. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to see change, the change got to start with you. You want something to change? Then change. You want something to be better? Make it better. It's up to you to find out what you were really sent here for. It's up to you to find out what your purpose is. Your parents bring you here. But I'm here to tell you, it's up to you to figure out the puzzle in your life. It's up to you to put the pieces together. It's up to you to play the hand of life you've been dealt. Yeah, many of us been dealt the sorry hand. Many of us were given aces and...
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And then some of us were given other things. But I'm here to tell you, it's not the hand you were given. It's how you play your hand. It's how you analyze your hand. It's how you play the game. When this game called life comes to hit you, you have to be ready. You have to be willing to go against all odds. You have to be willing to stand up when everybody else is standing back. When my mother left me, my childhood was over with. From that day, I focused myself to better myself and to leave a mark on this earth, not a stain. If I did it, you can do it. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Stop making excuses. Get yourself up. Push yourself. Go to the next level. But kings and queens, no matter where you come from, no matter what situation you were brought into, it's up to you to make that change in your life, to figure out who you are. Because I'm here to tell you, when you figure out who you are, therefore you can lead others. You can be an example to other people. You can be an inspiration to other people. You can be a light in the darkness. And instead of looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, people will look at the light inside of you. And if you be humble, you can teach them to do the same and light the fire on the inside of them. Don't be tempted by the darkness. Don't be tempted by the naysayers. Be different. Be bigger. Be better. And it starts with you from the inside out. Don't wait for an answer. Don't wait for things just to come the way you want them to come. It's not going to all fall in place. Are you going to let that loss you had, that financial deficit you had, that home you lost, all the money you lost, you going to let that stop you? See, I had many things come against me as a child. I had many things come against me as a young man. See, I had people hating on me when I was 12 years old. I didn't know why. I'm here to tell you, it's up to you. One thing we all have in common is time. What are you going to do with your time? Are you going to use your time wisely to build, grow, and go? Or are you going to use your time to waste it, to say I'm bored, to say I have nothing to do? Family, young people, kings, queens, princes and princesses, it's up to you. How are you going to use your challenges? How are you going to use your pain? Are you going to use your pain to help others? Are you going to use your pain to push you? Are you going to use your pain in the darkness and the rock to grow you? Or are you going to just use it to complain about it? See, many of us had hard times coming up. Many of us went through hell and back. Many of us didn't have the liberties that other people have. But we found a way to fight through. We found a way to push through regardless. We found the light on the inside of us. See, too many people are waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel. No, you must become that light. You must let that light in you shine and be a light to others. You're a piece of the master, so therefore you're a masterpiece. See, I can talk it, many other people can talk it, people have been talking it for years. But till you take it, eat it, chew it, swallow it, and birth something inside of yourself, and you go walk and be who you were created to be. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, it's null and void. Because if you ain't walking it, it ain't no need to talk.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever lied to yourself to the point you believed it? And when you told yourself that lie, what did you gain from it? How did it help build character or boost your ego? What impact did the lie you told yourself have on your life? See, many people lie to themselves because they are not happy with the way their life is turning out. So instead of working to create the life they want, people tell themselves, it's not all bad. My job may not be what I wanted, but it pays the bills. Or, my life turned out pretty good given the circumstances. Those statements are a justification for a lack of putting in the work and not taking life seriously. No one wakes up saying, I cannot wait to go out today to do what I hate doing. Or I cannot wait to get to work to be the best employee while my boss makes millions of dollars off of my hard work. Who wakes up, looks at themselves in the mirror, and tells themselves those lies? People lie to themselves to preserve their self-esteem. They understand acknowledging certain truths might challenge their self-image. So people engage in self-deception to maintain a positive perception of themselves. This is known as cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is a psychological concept, and it refers to the discomfort or tension that arises when the individual holds conflicting beliefs, attitudes, or values. Or where there's a discrepancy between one's beliefs and actions. This inconsistency creates a state of cognitive discomfort. Lying to yourself doesn't change your reality. You still have to face reality and decide if you're going to do something about it or continue lying to yourself to avoid unpleasant emotions. You see, there was a time where I tried to convince myself to believe a lie I created to help me cope for not being where I wanted to be in life. I told myself I hit it hard growing up, and I didn't see anyone in my family reach a level of success that was admirable. So if I can just do a little better than them, then I made it. I tried time and time again to convince myself this was true for me. But each day I looked in the mirror, I was challenged and disgusted because I knew I wanted more. I tried to use my family as a measuring stick to determine if I succeeded or not. I quickly realized that my outcome and results in life should not be compared to anyone who did not try, but settled. I tried to preserve my self-esteem by comparing myself to people who failed to do anything with their lives, and I told myself, at least I'm not where they are. That statement and thought process was my way of avoiding the truth and justification for not working hard to create the life I knew I wanted. It was easier to lie to myself as opposed to confronting the harsh realities that demanded my attention. I don't know if that's you, but I want to tell you, the time for lying to yourself stops now. Either you want it or you don't. But do not complain about your life and where you are if you're not putting in the work to create the life you want. No one is responsible for your success but you. You owe you. The world doesn't owe you. Your family doesn't owe you. You must make a conscious decision to stop lying to yourself and do something about your life. The moment you decide to stop lying to yourself will mark the beginning of a profound journey toward self-discovery and growth. The very moment I decided to be honest with myself, I superseded my expectations. I began to see myself as valuable, as an overcomer, a multi-millionaire. I began telling myself, you are your outcome. And whatever you want out of this life, you have to go and take it. I was tired of living paycheck to paycheck. I was tired of watching people my age make millions while I struggled to pay my bills and keep my lights on. I got tired of seeing people drive nice fancy cars while I was driving the cars with the steering wheel cap falling off. I got tired. Lying to myself didn't change my situation or my circumstances. And once I realized nothing was going to change unless I got up and changed it, then I would continue to wallow in self-pity and wishful thinking. I decided to do something bold and unconventional. Stepping out of my comfort zone to embrace new challenges and create new opportunities for myself for personal transformation. The lies we tell ourselves keep us shackled and prevents us from fully experiencing the freedom that comes with embracing truth and authenticity. Yes, the truth can be painful, but it is necessary for unlocking your potential and unearthing your gifts. The truth is necessary for genuine self-awareness and authentic connection to self. You can lie to everyone else, but the person you should never lie to is self. Start today, telling yourself the truth, regardless of the discomfort or the pain it may reveal. It is in the facing reality that true personal growth and authenticity flourishes. There's liberty in truth, and it liberates the spirit from the constraints of falsehood, allowing one to navigate with genuine purpose and a sense of inner freedom. Lying to yourself will never lead you to the destination you desire. The path to success is paved with honesty, self-awareness, and the courage to face your shortcomings head on. Embrace the truth, for it is the compass that will guide you towards your goals. Acknowledge your weaknesses, learn from your mistakes, and use them as stepping stones to propel yourself forward. It takes strength to confront reality, but it is in that confrontation that true growth occurs. Be relentless in your pursuit of authenticity and self-improvement. As you embark on your journey, remember that each truthful step you take brings you closer to the person you aspire to become. So, refuse to deceive yourself, for the truth is the cornerstone of genuine success. Rise above the illusion of false accomplishments and walk boldly in the light of your own integrity. Believe in your potential. Be honest with yourself, and let that honesty be the force that propels you into unparalleled heights. The victory belongs to those who face the mirror with unwavering honesty, for they are the architects of their destiny. Stay true to yourself, and success will undoubtedly follow. Your blessings are on the other side of the lies you convince yourself to believe. And unlocking them requires the courage to face uncomfortable truths. Break free from self-deception and embrace the authenticity that paves the way to genuine fulfillment. Remember, lying to yourself will not get you anywhere. It's only by facing the truth, acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, that you can truly navigate the path toward genuine self-improvement and success. The time for lying to yourself stops now.
You have a resilient mindset. Because you power through the adversity and pain. Because you understand that leads to massive prosperity and next level gain. You have a true dog mentality because you refuse to ever give up. You refuse to ever give in. Matter of fact, your mindset is, I'm all in. When they take breaks, you take action. You got that dog. The spirit of go get it. The spirit of give all. The spirit of get up and get after it lives in you. You refuse to let anybody stop you from achieving the goal that you set. You refuse to let anybody stop you from going and giving every ounce of your heart, every ounce of your soul, every ounce of your being. You live by the mindset of blood, sweat, and tears. If it don't hurt, it's probably not gonna work. You are a true dog, and you have a mentality to never stop, to never quit until the job is done. To never stop, to never quit until you reach the high plateau. To never stop, to never quit until you're sitting at the top. To never stop, to never quit until you win. So when they stop, you go. When they give up, you give more. When they don't know, you do know. When they turn off, you turn on. Because you understand that that dog is a spirit of never quit, never give up, never give in until you win. You have a mindset that you won't be stopped. You have a mindset that you won't give in. You have a mindset that you can't be beat. So even when you lose, it's never a loss, it's a learn. Because you understand that you have to go through it to get to it. You understand that the adversity will come, but you never run. You pick yourself up and you live for that adversity. You know it's coming, but you don't stop. You live for that adversity. Grab it. Throw it in the trash can of your life. And keep fighting and keep claiming what's already yours. You know success is yours. That's why you keep chasing it. You know the dreams are yours. That's why you keep chasing them. You know the wins are yours. That's why you keep embracing them. They don't come just because you woke up. They come because you put in the work. They come because you do what you do on a daily basis. They come because you do what they want, so you receive what they don't. They come because you do what they don't, so you receive what they won't. True dog mentality lives in you. Keep being a beast, my friend. Keep doing what you have to do to reign supreme. Keep doing what you have to do to hoist the banners. Keep doing what you have to do to keep getting the rings championship. You know you're gonna get knocked down. But that's when you dig deeper than you ever dug before. Because your mindset is, if I fall down 2,121 times, I'm going to get back up 2,122. And they think you don't hear those voices. But you hear the same voices that they hear. Doubt. Fear. You can't do it. You can't go no more. But unlike them, each and every time they pop into your brain, you quickly shut them down. Because to get where you're trying to go, if you stop, you'll have to start all over. And you understand that. That's part of the true dog mentality. True dogs understand they can't stop until they reach the tippy top.
and that's you. You have all the characteristics, beast mode, and you celebrate the small wins. You never scoreboard watch. Your motto is just put your head down and do the work. Because you know that each mile marker is a victory. And so you celebrate along the way, and you never stop, and you never worry about it. Your internal GPS is set to the destination of next level greatness. Most people can't get to where you're going because they won't do what you're doing. And then you look back and you see all the people that are chasing you. They can't catch you because they won't do what you do. They can't catch you because they can't see what you see. They can't catch you because they don't have that DNA in their blood. Because see, a true dog doesn't stop when it's tired. A true dog stops when it's done. A true dog stops when it's finished. A true dog stops when it's mission complete. A true dog loves to compete. And you, my friend, are a true dog. Because your mindset is, if you and somebody get on a track and it's a race to see who can go the longest, either you win or you're dead. You're gonna give everything or you're gonna give nothing at all. You're gonna give everything or you're gonna die trying. You're gonna give everything. Because you understand that through the pain, on the other side is the reward. Through the pain, on the other side is the prosperity. Through the pain, on the other side is the future gain. Through the pain, on the other side is the rings. Through the pain, on the other side is the gold balls. Through the pain, on the other side is you feeling physically, mentally, and spiritually rich. Because you chose not to quit. You realized a long time ago that you're not ordinary. You weren't born to be mediocre. You were born to chase greatness. You were born to be what they thought you couldn't be. You were born to do what they thought you couldn't do. You were born to make the impossible possible. You were born to make the unbelievable believable. You were born to leave a lasting legacy on this world. And you have a mindset of success because you keep going even when you want to stop. Because you know that is a major key that helps you keep rising to the top. That's a major key that helps you keep going even when the plan flops. And you stay ready to revise even when the plan fails. You learn from the mistakes and you execute the new plan. Until it prevails, you always dig deeper. You always give more. You never settle for less. You understand there will be days when you don't feel like it. You do things that others won't do even when you don't like it. And that means you have a desire, passion, and fire burning deep inside of you. And that means you won't stop until this life expires you. Your mindset is set to win. Your mindset is set to dominate. Your mindset is set to elevate. Your mindset is set to penetrate any force, any barrier, any obstacle that tries to stop you from achieving your next level dreams, your next level goals, your next level aspirations. You are so comfortable being uncomfortable. They look at you and they marvel. They look at you and they wish. They look at you and they won't. They look at you and they try to get some of what you got. You understand, adversity won't shake you, adversity won't break you, but not quitting, not giving up is definitely what makes you you. It's what makes you one of one. You're not one of many, you're one of one. And they can see it, they can smell it, they can taste it, and they can feel it. And they want some of what you got. You never ever quit, you never ever stop. You keep going, you keep glowing, you keep shining, you keep growing. And you can take a punch. You got thick skin and you got an iron jaw. That's what makes you you. You know you won't win all the time.
And that's not the goal. Your goal is to win in the end. And if you dominate one situation, you pick yourself up and find another situation to dominate. You have a resilient mindset because you treat adversity as an opportunity to learn, grow, and find your place.
Life. A four-letter word that we take for granted too often. Given once, lived once, and no guarantee of what's to happen on the other side when it's over. Too many people take their lives for granted. Too many people live a depressed life, not understanding who they are and whose they are. Too many people go through life not realizing that they're pedaling the wrong way, going backwards instead of forwards, going down instead of up. It's a depressing thing to not have the true understanding of why you are here. But there is hope for those that want different. For those that want different, you must look inside of yourself to find out who you are and whose you are. But one thing's for certain, no matter what side of the spectrum we come from, in life we will face challenges. But this is a part of it. This is to build the character needed for you to become that great person. For you to become the best version of yourself you can become. See, we need to stop the competition with others. Competition with others is okay if used to sharpen your skills. But unfortunately, humankind and human nature turns to envy and jealousy. You should compete with yourself on a day-to-day basis. Yourself should be your number one competitor. Being better today than you were yesterday. Being better this year than you were last year. Being a better person when you woke up than you were when you went to sleep. We must understand that the beautiful thing that we have in this life is that we can be the best we can be. We have a chance. If the sun is shining on our face and not on our tombstone or grave, that means, kings and queens, you have a chance to be better. We must take advantage of the opportunity. There are many people that are not here today that would give it all up to be everything that they could be today. If they only knew when their last breath would be drawn. If they only knew that they would become obsolete when they close their eyes that last time. No one knows where they're going. But one thing we do know, we only have one life to live in this body, in this flesh, in this time. And it's up to you to take full responsibility for your life. Don't blame anyone for shortcomings. Don't blame anyone for things that don't work out the way you plan to. Don't blame anyone but yourself. See, when you take responsibility for your life, you take control. See, when you're riding in a car and you blame something on the car or the driver, that means the control is not in your hands. But when you take responsibility and grab that steering wheel, that means everything that happens with that vehicle is on you. Use that same mindset in your life. Take control of the wheels. Take responsibility for who you are. Take responsibility for what you do and what you don't do. Choose today. Make a decision. Live a life worth living. And do not live a life of regret. Running away from challenges does not put you in a situation to become your best you. See, when you run away from things that challenge you, you put yourself in a position to be a coward. You put yourself in a position to build bad habits. When you build bad habits, those habits follow you for a long time. Habits are easy to create and hard to break. But be better and create better habits that will give you the result in your life that you're looking for. Life, the four-letter word that too many of us take for granted and waste. What are you going to do with it? Don't let life be a curse word in your life. Don't let life be a depressing thing. The Creator gave you life. He gave you breath, and He also gave you purpose. He gave you plans. He gave you a task to complete on this earth, and you won't feel full until you do it. Live your life to the fullest. Understand what you were put here for. Understand that your life will also at times make you feel unworthy, but you are more than worthy. The tasks, the challenges, the issues, the darkness, the hurt, the pain, the tears, all of it is to build you up to be worth every single ounce of everything you go through. See, when we look at jewelry in its raw form looks more like a rock or a piece of dirt, but it must go through an extreme process of pressure, of heat, of shaping, of being bent, going through many stresses for it to become a thing of value. See, we must go through many stresses in this life to become valuable and to appreciate the value for the things that come in this life, to appreciate the hardships. See, those that are not here, they appreciate what they don't have. They appreciate the challenges. Why? Because they didn't know when their last breaths would be taken. The same goes for myself and anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice. No one knows the day, time, or hour, but we do know we have till now to be the best we can be, to live life accordingly, to take advantage of this life, and to be everything the Father created us to become. The Creator put it in you. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to settle for mediocrity and live a life of regret? Or are you going to go against the grain? Or are you going to climb high? Or are you going to dig deep within inside of yourself and pull out the best version of yourself to live a life worth living and to live a life that outlives you? Like Les Brown said, what are you going to do? Let your life be a path that blazes a trail for many others to follow, versus being a life that many see what not to do. Understand that it's all up to you. Whether your life is great, whether your life is mediocre, or whether your life is worth living again for someone to follow and model and shadow. Believe in yourself. Believe within yourself. Believe that on the inside of you is everything that you need to live this life effectively and not to live a life of regret and mediocrity. Don't allow other people to limit yourself. Don't even allow yourself to limit yourself. Don't put yourself in a box. Use the box that you were put in to stand above all the naysayers, to stand above all the haters, to stand above all those that said you wouldn't be, that you couldn't be, that you can't do. Utilize that box to make your own enemies a footstool as the Creator prepares a table for you in the midst of all of them. You must make it. You have to make it. If you don't make it, people will suffer. If you don't live, people will die. Are you willing to live mediocre and others to suffer? Or are you going to live your life and take every step necessary to become everything you must become, so you can leave a life that blazes a trail and leave a life that leaves a path for many to start, follow, and show them that they can be better than their situations or circumstances they came from? Life.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Halogen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.